So I hope you are familiar with this chart on the screen. So they represent the 89 or 121 types of consciousness. So it is good to have this chart memorized and to be able to identify each dot with each type of consciousness. Now the first column represents the akusala chetas or unwholesome consciousness. And then the next three columns represent rootless consciousness or ahetuka consciousness. And the next three represent the kama vachara sobhana, sense sphere, beautiful consciousness. There are 24 of them. And then the next three columns represent rupa vachara, material sphere consciousness. And then the next three columns, all blue, represent immaterial consciousness or arupa vachara consciousness. And the rest represent the supramundane consciousness. The first four columns represent magga or path consciousness, and the other four, the fruition consciousness or phala consciousness. So whenever we want to identify, or whenever we see a consciousness, it is good to remember this chart and be able to pinpoint which consciousness is described. We now have the diagram of the complete eye-dwell process, and we went through this process yesterday. So there are altogether 17 types of consciousness following one after another. And those before number one and after number seven are called stream of bhavanga. Now, if we want to know what types of consciousness are represented by stream of bhavanga, then we have to go back to the third chapter, the section on functions. So according to the third chapter, we know that there are 19 types of consciousness called bhavangas. These two, and this middle one, and then middle five, and middle four. And my hand is shaking. So they are called stream of bhavangas, and so there are many moments of bhavanga preceding that, and there are many moments of bhavanga following the last stream of bhavanga. And then the first three are called past bhavanga, vibrational bhavanga, and arrest bhavanga. They are also bhavanga, so they are also represented by one of the 19 types of consciousness just pointed out. The first is called past bhavanga because when the visible object strikes at the eye and the mind, one bhavanga has already passed. And then there are two moments of shaking bhavanga or vibrating bhavanga, and the first is called vibrational bhavanga, and the second is called arrest bhavanga or stop bhavanga. From that second bhavanga called arrest bhavanga, the flow of bhavanga stopped, and then the active thought movements take place. So the first active thought movement in this thought process is eye door adverting, and so the mind is turned towards the visible object. And then next consciousness is eye consciousness or seeing consciousness. At that moment, the person sees the visible object. And then the mind receives the object, so that is receiving. Then it investigates the object, and then it determines the object. Now, the eye-door adverting is actually five-door adverting. It is called five-door adverting in the 89 types of consciousness, and it is that one. And then eye consciousness. There are two eye consciousness. One, this is the result of akusala, unwholesome karma, and this is the result of wholesome karma. So one of these must be represented by eye consciousness in this thought process. If the object is undesirable, if the object is ugly, if the object is that we don't want to see, then the eye consciousness will be represented by this. But if the object is a beautiful one that we want to see, and this, then the eye consciousness is accompanied by this type of consciousness, because this is the result of wholesome karma in the past. And after eye consciousness or seeing consciousness, there is receiving consciousness. Now, receiving consciousness are these two. So one of these two is represented by receiving. Again, it depends on the quality of the object. If it is an undesirable object, then the receiving consciousness is the result of unwholesome karma, and if it is a desirable object, then it is the result of wholesome karma. And then investigating, there are three types of consciousness called investigating. So any one of these can be represented by investigating, again depending on the object being desirable, very desirable, and undesirable. And then there is a determining consciousness. Now, determining consciousness is represented by this. This is called mind-door adverting. This mind-door adverting, when arises in the five-sense door, is called determining. When it arises in the mind-door, it is called mind-door adverting. So it has two functions, determining and adverting. And then follows seven moments of jhavana. So the jhavana, seven moments of jhavana, are represented by these 12, this one, and then this eight, and this eight. There are altogether 29 of them. So one of those 29 types of consciousness are represented by jhavanas. Now you see that beginning with eye-door adverting until determining, there is no wholesome or unwholesome cheta, no kusala or akusala. Now, eye-door adverting belongs to the class of functional consciousness. And eye consciousness belong to resultant consciousness. Receiving, investigating, also resultant consciousness, and determining, again, to functional consciousness. So until determining, there is no kusala or akusala. There is no wholesome or unwholesome karma. But beginning with jhavana, beginning with the impulsion, there can be either kusala or akusala. So they can be represented by these 12 or this one or these 8 or 16. So it is during these moments of jhavana that one acquires karma. So when we say we acquire karma, we accumulate karma, that means we reach, our minds reach the stage of jhavanas. So during these jhavana moments, and normally there are 7 of them, we acquire kusala or akusala. So before that, there is no kusala or akusala. And these jhavana moments, 7 jhavana moments, are accompanied by 2 moments of registration, 2 moments of aftertaste or something like that. And these the moments of registration are represented by these 3 investigation consciousness and the 8, the middle column, the 8 sense sphere resultant consciousness. And it is said in the books that registration always arises twice or never at all. So there is no arising of registration once only. If it arises, it must arise 2 times, or it will not arise at all. So when we reach the 2nd registration, the 17 thought moments are complete, and so the visible object disappears as well as this thought process disappears. So this is the end of this thought process. So in the manual, please turn to page 162, section 11, summary. There are 7 modes and 14 different states of consciousness in the cognitive process. So in this thought process, there are 7 modes of consciousness and 14 different states of consciousness. So 14 arising of consciousness, and there are 7 modes or 7 kinds of consciousness. In detail, there are accordingly 54 in the 5 doors. Now, let us find out what 7 modes are. You can just read the kite. The 7 modes in which the process data occur are 5 door advertising. This is 1 mode. And sense consciousness means eye consciousness, ear consciousness, and so on. That is 1 mode. Receiving, 1 mode. Investigating, 1 mode. Determining, 1 mode. Jhavana, 1 mode. And registration, 1 mode. So there are 7 modes of consciousness, or 7 kinds of consciousness. But if we count them one by one as they arise, there are 14 different types of consciousness. And that means from number 4 to number 17. So there are 14 types of consciousness. And these 14 types of consciousness are called process consciousness. And the bhavangas are called process-free consciousness. In detail, there are accordingly 54 in the 5 doors. That means all 54 types of karma vajra consciousness. Now, this particular one we have studied is called in Pali Ati Mahanta, very great. The object of this thought process is called very great. Now, there are different kinds of the objects taught in this manual. They are called presentation of objects. So objects are divided into great, very great, great, slight, and very slight. And great and slight does not mean the size of the object, but this is the force of impact of the object on the eye and on the mind door. So sometimes the object may be a large or gross object, but if the eye is weak or the object strikes on the eye after it has passed its prime time, that means it after it has passed the higher stage of its presence, then we may not the impression on the mind may not be so great. So even though the object is great, if if it impinges on the eye after it has passed its prime stage, then the impact may not be great. So in that case, that kind of object is not called great object or very great object. It may be called slight object and so on. So there are different kinds of the objects, and the thought processes are shown according to the strength of these objects. So this first one is the object of this first one is called Ati Mahanta, very great. Now you can find those on page 153. At the five sense door, it is 1, very great, 2, great, 3, slight, and 4, very slight. So the very great object can strike at the eye door only after one bhavanga has passed. But if the object is not so strong so that it cannot strike at the eye door after one bhavanga has passed, then it will strike at the eye door after two bhavangas have passed. So that kind of object is called great object. It is not very great, but it is great object. So great object can strike at the eye door after two past bhavangas. So when there are two past bhavangas, there is no room for registration to arise, because if registration must arise, it must arise two times, not just one time. So you may look at the next sheet, five sense door thought processes. Now the first one is called Ati Mahanta, very great. So this is the one we just have studied. Now the next one is called Mahanta, great. Now if you look at the series of consciousnesses, you will see two A's, right? There are bhavanga, they are outside the thought process, and then we have one A means atita bhavanga, past bhavanga. So here there are two past bhavangas. So after that, the vibration bhavanga, arrest bhavanga, and so on. Now after the seven jivana, there is space for one chitta. Since registration cannot arise because there is only space of one chitta, bhavanga takes place instead of registration. So here, from number 1 to number 17 is called the thought process, and again the bhavangas are actually process freed or those out of process, and so the real thought process chaitas begin with here P, Pancha Dwara, Vajana, or five sense door adverting and so on. So that is one kind of Mahanta object. So it is called Mahanta thought process. The next one is number 2 Mahanta. So here there are 3 Pasmavangas. So instead of 2 Pasmavangas here, we have 3 Pasmavangas. Since there are 3 Pasmavangas, there is no room for registration to arise, and so with the last Javana, the process comes to an end. Now there are objects that are less strong than a great object. That means they need more Pasmavangas to strike at the sense eye door, and so they are called Parikta, slight. So next page you see the 6 kinds of Parikta thought processes. So for Parikta number 1, how many Pasmavangas? 4. Since there are 4, after number 13, we do not have space for 7 Javanas. Since we cannot have Javanas, because Javanas must arise 7 times, instead of the Javanas, we put Bhavangas here. So these Bhavangas are inside the thought process. So again, although they are inside the thought process, they are not process consciousness, they are process freed consciousness. So this is slide number 1. Now slide number 2, how many Pasmavangas? 5. So since there are 5 Pasmavangas, there are only 3 Bhavangas following the determining, because there must always be 17 moments. Now Parita 3 or slide 3, we have how many Pasmavangas? 6 Pasmavangas. So there are only 2 Bhavangas to fill in. And then Parita or slide 4, 7 Pasmavangas. So there is only 1 Bhavanga, space for only 1 Bhavanga at the end of determining. And then Parita 5. Now we have 8. So no Bhavanga is inside the thought process. And Parita 6 or slide 6, 9 Pasmavangas, and so we have only 2 moments of determining. Now determining can arise 2 times or 3 times. So in the other the thought process is we have three V's, three determinings, right? So Parita number 1 has 3 V or determinings, Parita number 2 has 3 and so on, but here there are only 2 determinings. Still, there are objects that are less strong than slight objects. So they are called very slight. They are shown on the next page. And in Pali, they are called Ati Parita. Now we add one more past bhavanga here. So altogether, here we have 10 past bhavangas. And here, the object is so weak that it is not able to arouse adverting. So there is only two moments of vibrating bhavanga, and then bhavangas follow. And very slight number two has 11 past bhavangas, two vibrating bhavangas, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 bhavangas. Very slight number three has 12 past bhavangas, two vibrating bhavangas, and then 3 bhavangas. And very slight number four has 13 past bhavangas, and then 2 vibrating bhavangas, and 2 bhavangas. And very slight number five has 14 past bhavangas and 2 vibrating bhavangas and just 1 bhavanga more. And very slight six has 15 past bhavangas and 2 vibrating bhavangas, and then subsidence into bhavanga again. Now, from the Atimahanta, there are names given to those. So Atimahanta is given the name as a thought process ending in registration. Mahanta, or the large objects, the process for Mahanta objects are called process ending in Jevana, right? Atimahanta is the process that ends in registration, or Ti Dadaramana. And Mahanta is the process that ends with Jevana. There are two of them. And then Parita. Parita, what do they end in? They end in Vottabana, or determining. So they are called those that end in determining. And what about the very slight? There is no active chitta at all in these thought processes, beginning with very slight number one. So very slight number one to very slight number six. So they are called in Pali they are called Mogavara. So it is translated here as the futile course. So on page 162 you find them. The course ending with registration, the course ending with Jevana, the course ending with determining, and the futile course. Now we can call it zero course. There is no vitichitta at all in these, but still they are called vitis, or process chetas. So they are very weak and very weak objects, and they are unable to arouse even the adverting. So with regard to I-door, we get how many types of thought process? One Mahanta, one Adi Mahanta, two Mahantas, and six Paritas, and six Adi Paritas. So 6, 6, 12, and Mahanta 2, 14, Adi Mahanta 1, 15. So it is said that there are 15 kinds of thought processes in the eye door. So when you see something, then you see those things with one of these 15 thought processes. If the object, the impact of the object is strong, then you may have the first type of thought process. If it is so weak that it cannot even arouse the arising of turning to the object, then you may have one of the very slight thought processes. So this is for eye-door. So for eye-door, how many thought processes? 15. Then when you hear something, you hear a noise. So when you hear a noise, you have the same type of thought processes. The only difference is, instead of eye consciousness, you have ear consciousness. So you put ear consciousness in the place of eye consciousness, and you get 15 types of thought processes for ear door. The same number for nose door. So instead of eye consciousness, you say nose consciousness, 15 again. And then for tongue door, you have also 15. And the body door, you have also 15. And so altogether, we have 75 kinds of thought processes regarding the five sense doors. Now, we have found out what types of consciousness are represented by these individual chittas in this thought process. Now, if you add all of them, you get 54 types of consciousness. The first 54, looking from the left, 54 karma vajra consciousness. So these five sense door thought processes are actually the karma vajra thought processes. So when we see something, when we hear something, and so on, one of these 75 kinds of thought processes arise. If we add up the types of consciousness that are represented by the individual consciousness in the process, we get 54 types of consciousness, 54 that are called karma vajra, or sense sphere consciousness. Now, this is the thought process through five sense doors. But we experience objects without the medium of these five doors. Through mind door also, we can experience the objects. We remember something of the past, we can think of something. And so, in such cases, these objects are presented through what is called the mind door. Now, they are not through eye door and so on. Only if you see, there is the seeing thought process that arises through eye door. But now you are thinking about something, you are recalling something of the past. You are maybe in your mind, you are seeing something of the past. So in that case, you are not seeing with your eyes. And so that thought process does not arise through the eye door. But there is this mental activity, and so we say that this thought process arises through the mind door, through the bhavanga. And then we have other active thought moments. So when we experience something not through five sense doors but through mind door, we have a different kind of thought process. Now, in the handout, there are many of them. But they are not taught in this manual. So let us go to what is taught in this manual. Now please turn to page 166. Now the limited jhavana process. Now that is the mind or thought process. So there are two kinds of mind or thought processes depending on the quality of the object. So the first one is for clear object, and the second one is for obscure object. So when some clear object is presented to you, to your mind through the mind door, this kind of thought process arises. Since the object is not the present object, we do not need past bhavanga and so on. So there is no past bhavanga. So we begin with vibrating bhavanga, arrested bhavanga, and then mind door adverting. Not five door adverting, right? Because it is not seeing, hearing and so on, there is no five door adverting. But instead of five door adverting, there is mind door adverting. So mind door adverting is this one. And after mind door adverting, no receiving, no investigating, because it is not presented to us right now. We just recall something of the past or maybe something of the future thinking. So there follow only the seven movements of jhavanas. And then there are two registration movements and then subsidence to bhavanga. So here we do not get 17 thought movements because it is not the present object. Since the object is not present, we cannot say that 17 thought movements have completed or whatever. So there are no 17 thought movements in this type of thought process, and there is no past bhavanga regarding the past, present, and also mind objects. So this is when the object is clear. When the object is not clear, or if it is obscure, we have another kind of thought process. Now what is the difference there? No registration, right? So it is said that registration can arise only with regard to clear object. Only with regard to clear object and very great object. With other objects, registration does not arise. So here in the second thought process, there are no registration moments, but just jhavanas. So after the jhavanas, this thought process disappears. So there are two kinds of thought processes in what are called mind or thought processes. And these two are taught in this manual. But our teachers added some kinds of thought processes to the mind or thought processes, because sometimes the present object may be taken by the mind or. So if it's a present object, then there can be the past bhavanga and so on. So such thought processes can also be included here, but it may be too complicated. But just for your information, I have them on the handout. So this is the thought process with regard to 5-cent doors and mind door. Or with regard to sense sphere types of consciousness. Now, in this type of thought process, how many modes of consciousness and how many different arisings of consciousness do we have? Now, in the first one, we have what? M, right? Mind or advading, that is one. Javana, one. And registration, one. So only three. Now if you read the section 13, you see three modes of consciousness in the cognitive process are told. So there are only three modes of consciousness, and they are mind or advading, javana, and registration. If we take them separately, individually, then there are 10 states of consciousness or 10 types of consciousness, because mind or advading is one, and there are 7 javanas and 2 registrations, altogether 10. So the 10 states of consciousness are obtained by taking the javana 7 times and registration twice. And then it says, it should be explained that in detail there are 41 kinds here. So 41 means 54 less those that arise in 5-sense doors only. So 41 chetas here include all the sense-via chetas, all the kama-vajara chetas, except the 2 sets of 5-fold sense consciousness. That means except the 10, these 5 and the second 5. And then the 5-door advading, this one. So, and the 2 kinds of receiving consciousness. These 2. Because they arise in 5-sense doors only. So 54 minus 10, 1 and 2. So 41 types of consciousness. So 41 types of consciousness arise in these thought processes, in these mind, sense sphere, mind or thought processes. Now, thought processes are divided into 5-sense door thought process, mind or thought process, and mind or thought process are divided into sense sphere, mind or thought process, material sphere, mind or thought process, and path thought process, mind or thought process, and so on. I don't know whether you have the right handout. The next one. The next one should be Tu Apana Jana. Because in my bundle it is different. So the previous ones have to do with kama vachara chetas only, with sense fear chetas only. So now we come to what I call higher states of consciousness. We come to jhana consciousness. Jhana consciousness arises when one practices samatha meditation and when one gets what is called appana concentration. Now the word appana, A-P-P-A-N-A, and the last A must have a bar above it. Basically, the word appana means vitaka, initial application of mind. So the vitaka is, the appana is given as a synonym for vitaka. Since vitaka is strong in first jhana is also called appana. And since first jhana can be on the object firmly, the other jhanas are also called appana. Not only the jhanas, also the path and fruition are called appana. So please understand that whenever you find the word appana, it may mean jhanas, it may mean path and fruition. Sometimes it may mean just vitaka, the initial application, the chetasika. So now we come to these jhana thought processes. Now jhana thought process, in order to get the jhana thought process, or in order to get jhana, one has to practice one of the 30 subjects of samatha meditation. Although there are 40 subjects of samatha meditation, the 10 subjects cannot lead to attainment of jhana. So if you want to attain jhana, you have to choose the one that can lead to the attainment of jhana. Suppose, say, a yogi practices the kasina meditation. So kasina means a disc made of earth or some other disc, like the water disc, fire disc, and so on. So let us say the earth disc. So a person makes an earth disc about 10 inch diameter, and then after making it, he may put it on a frame, on a piece of cloth, put on the frame, or he may have some other stuff beneath and then put clay on it and make it into a circle, a round thing. And then he put it in front of him and look at this disc and try to concentrate on the totality of this disc. So to keep his mind on this disc, and then say thousands of times. That means he is memorizing that image. As he practices memorizing the disc, a time will come when he is able to see the disc with his eyes closed. So at that time, he is said to have attained the memorized image. So that memorized image is the exact replica of the earth image he has made. If there are some blemishes on the disc, like the fingerprints and so on, the mental image will also contain those blemishes. So after getting that mental image, he may throw away the real disc and go to any place he likes, sit down, and then recall that image in his mind and dwell on it again and again, saying, earth, and so on. So that mental image will become more and more refined. The blemishes will disappear, and it will appear to his mind as a polished mirror, or as a disc of the moon. So when he has obtained that refined mental image, he is said to have obtained the neighborhood concentration. It is called neighborhood because it is close to jhana concentration. So after getting the neighborhood concentration, he goes on practicing on it, or saying again and again. And when his concentrations become strong enough, then a type of consciousness arises in his mind. And that type of consciousness is called jhana consciousness. Then jhana consciousness takes that mental image as the object. At the first attainment, the jhana consciousness will arise only once, and then it disappears. And after that, if he wants to get the jhana again, then he practices taking the mental image as the object, and then he gets into that jhana. So the next time when he gets into that jhana can last for as long as he wishes. If he wishes, say, may I be in this jhana for, say, 1 hour? Then he will be in jhana for 1 hour. In his mind, only jhana consciousness will arise and no other. So if he wants to be in the jhana for 2 hours, he can be in the jhana 2 hours and so on. So that is jhana. So there are two kinds of jhana thought processes. First attainment thought process and sustained attainment thought process. So please look at the chart, and you will see the first attainment. In Pali it is called Adhikamika. So he practices Samatha meditation, taking that mental image as object. And when jhana is about to arise, there arises in his mind this thought process. So here, the first ones, bhavangas, are just the flow or the flow of bhavanga preceding this thought process. And then there is one C. What is C? Vibrating bhavanga. And two, U means upacheda, arrest bhavanga. So there are two vibrations of bhavanga, one vibrating bhavanga and two arrest bhavanga. After that, there is number three, M means manodwara vajana, mind door adverting. Because it is a mental, manodwara thought process, mind door thought process, not five sense door thought process. So there is no five sense door adverting. Instead, there is mind door adverting. So after mind door adverting, there are new names, PR, UP, AN, and G. So PR means parikama, preliminary to, let us say, jhana. And then UP means upachara, neighborhood or proximity. And AN means anuloma, conformity. That conforms to preceding chetas and succeeding chetas. And then G is called Gotra Bhu. It is a name of another consciousness. So these four chetas arise one by one. First the preliminary, and then neighborhood, and then conformity, and then Kotrabhu. Kotrabhu is translated as change of lineage. And after the Kotrabhu, there is JH, jhana. So after Kotrabhu, jhana arises. Now, in this thought process, PR, UP, AN, and G are represented by the Kama Vachara consciousness. Oh. These two, or these two, or maybe also these two, and these two, because these two are accompanied by knowledge, and also these two accompanied by knowledge. Now, without knowledge, you cannot get jhanas. So, one of these will arise in this thought process as first as preliminary, and then as proximity or neighborhood, and then as conformity, and then as change of lineage. So there are four types of consciousness, or four arisings of consciousness preceding the jhana consciousness. So after the G, Kotrabhu, I'll explain to you later, arises the jhana consciousness. That jhana consciousness arises only once, and then this thought process is completed or finished, and so it falls into bhavanga again. So this is the thought process for one who attains jhana for the first time, and also it is for one whose faculty is of average, whose faculty is not so sharp, not so keen. So for him, there are the number 4, 5, 6, and 7. But for a person of keen faculty, for a person of sharp faculty, there are only 4, 5, and 6. So, PR, right? PR is missing in the second thought process. So the first one is of average faculty, and so he needs 4 moments of consciousness. But the second one is of keen faculty, and so he needs only 3 moments of the sense sphere consciousness. So there is no preliminary, so it begins with proximity or neighborhood and conformity and change of lineage. And after that, as usual, jhana consciousness arises, and then subsidence into bhavanga. So we have 2 kinds of jhana thought processes, one for first attainment, one for person of average faculty, and the second for person of keen faculty. Now, in this thought process, the first one, average faculty, number 4, 5, 6, 7 all belong to Kama Vajra Chetas. These. So, they belong to Kama Vajra Chetas. But jhana belongs to this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4. So there is difference of the type of consciousness in this thought process. In the Kama Vajra thought processes, the consciousness or the chetas must be of the same type. of the same time means if there is Kama Vajra, they must also belong to Kama Vajra. But in this thought process, now the first one, number 4, 5, 6, 7 belong to Kama Vajra, and number 8 belongs to Rupa Vajra. So the JH Jhana is represented by one of the Jhana Chetas. There are 5 Rupa Vajra wholesome and 5 Rupa Vajra functional and 4 Arupa Vajra or immaterial wholesome and 4 immaterial functional. So one of them will be represented by Jhana here. Now, the name G, Gotra Bhu. So the Gotra Bhu is one of the Kamavachara wholesome or functional chaita accompanied by knowledge. It is called Gotra Bhu. And the word Gotra Bhu is explained in two ways. Gotra means a lineage, something like tradition or lineage, father to son, son to grandson, and so on. And Bhu here, B-H-U, Bhu here is explained as having two meanings. One is overpowering, and the other is developing. Now, as you see in the first thought process, number 4, 5, 6, 7 are Kama Vajra, so they are one type, and number 8 Jhana is another type. So G here is said to overpower the lineage of Kama Vajra and develop the lineage of Jhana. So the Gotra Bhu is explained as overcoming or overpowering one lineage and getting into or evolving another image, another lineage. So here in this Jhana thought process, Gotra Bhu means the type of consciousness that overcomes the sense sphere lineage and that evolves the Jhana or we can call it sublime Mahagata lineage. So in this thought process, there is difference of objects for types of consciousness included in this thought process. So, I mean, difference of not objects, difference of the type, difference of type of consciousness. It contains both Kama Vajra consciousness and Rupa Vajra consciousness. But the object is the same. The object of 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 is the same. And they all take that mental image as object. So the 4, 5, 6, 7 takes mental image as object, and Jhana number 8 also takes mental image as object. And that mental image is not a real thing, not an ultimate reality. It is created in your mind. So it is called a panyati concept. So the concept of the mental image is the object of this thought process and other thought processes concerning the Jhana. So when a person gets Jhana for the first time, The jhana consciousness arises only once and then finish. But he wants to experience the jhana again. So he practices jhana again, and this time when he gets into the jhana consciousness may arise many, many times. So the later sustained attainment or samapajana thought process is like this. After bhavanga there is vibration bhavanga, number two is arrest bhavanga, number three mind door adverting, and number four preliminary, number five neighborhood, number six conformity, number seven change of lineage, and number eight jhana. And then it will go on, we cannot say how many, the millions of jhana moments. And then, when that attainment comes to an end, then bhavanga arises. So here, I think we cannot have number nine, because it is not number nine. It may be number 1 billionth or something like that. So the jhana shown with three dots actually means countless moments of jhana. Not just three, not just 30, not just 300, but countless moments of jhana consciousness arising there. So this is for person of average faculty. For a person of keen faculty, then we do not have the preliminary. So without preliminary there is upachara or neighborhood, and then conformity, change of lineage, and then jhanas again. Here also I think we rub out number eight. It is not eight. It may be also the same as before. So the three dots under JH represents millions and millions of jhana thought moments. This jhana can be both rupavachara jhana and arupavachara jhana.
Movement of jhana consciousness arising there. So this is for person of average faculty. For a person of keen faculty, then we do not have the preliminary. So without preliminary there is upachara or neighborhood, and then conformity, change of lineage, and then jhanas again. Here also, I think we rub out number eight. It is not eight. It may be also the same as before. So the three dots under JH represents